2 Kings 23:31 through 25. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 3 months in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, in accordance with all that his forefathers had done. And Pharaoh Necho imprisoned him at Riblah, in the land of Hamath, so that he would not reign in Jerusalem. And he imposed on the land a fine of 100 talents of silver and a talent of gold. Then Pharaoh Necho made Eliakim, the son of Josiah, king in place of his father Josiah, and he changed his name to Jehoiakim. But he took Jehoahaz and brought him to Egypt, and he died there. So Jehoiakim gave the silver and gold to Pharaoh. But he assessed the land in order to give the money at the command of Pharaoh. He collected the silver and gold from the people of the land, each according to his assessment, to give to Pharaoh Necho. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 11 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Zebedah, the daughter of Pedaiah, of Rumah. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, in accordance with all that his forefathers had done. In his days Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant for 3 years. Then he turned and revolted against him, and the Lord sent against him bands of Chaldeans, bands of Arameans, bands of Moabites, and bands of Ammonites. He sent them against Judah to destroy it, in accordance with the word of the Lord which he had spoke through his servant the prophets. It indeed came upon Judah at the command of the Lord, to remove them from his sight due to the sins of Manasseh, in accordance with everything that he had done, and also for the innocent blood which he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, and the Lord was unwilling to forgive. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? So Jehoiakim lay down with his fathers, and his son Jehoiachin became king in his place. Now the king of Egypt did not come out of his land again, because the king of Babylon had taken everything that had belonged to the king of Egypt from the brook of Egypt to the river Euphrates. Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 3 months in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Nehushta, the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. He did evil in the sight of the Lord in accordance with all that his fathers had done. At that time, the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, went up to Jerusalem, and the city came under siege. And Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came to the city while his servants were besieging it. Then Jehoiachin, the king of Judah, went out to the king of Babylon. He, his mother, his servants, his commanders, and his officials. The king of Babylon took him prisoner in the 8th year of his reign. He also brought out from there all the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house, and he smashed all the articles of gold that Solomon, king of Israel, had made in the temple of the Lord, just as the Lord had said. Then he led into exile all the people of Jerusalem, and all the commanders, and all the valiant warriors, 10,000 exiles, and all the craftsmen and the smiths. None were left except the poorest people of the land. So he led Jehoiachin into exile to Babylon. Also the king's mother, the king's wives, and his officials, and the leading men of the land, he led into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. All the valiant men, 7,000, and the craftsmen and the smiths, 1,000, all strong and fit for war. These two the king of Babylon brought into exile to Babylon. Then the king of Babylon made his uncle Mattaniah king in his place, and changed his name to Zedekiah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 11 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. He did evil in the sight of the Lord in accordance with everything that Jehoiakim had done. For it was due to the anger of the Lord that this happened in Jerusalem and Judah, until he cast them out of his presence. and Zedekiah revolted against the king of Babylon. Now, in the 9th year of his reign, on the 10th day of the 10th month, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem, camped against it, and built a siege wall around it. So the city was under siege until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. On the 9th day of the 4th month, the famine was so severe in the city that there was no food for the people of the land. Then the city was broken into, and all the men of war fled by night by way of the gate, between the two walls that were beside the king's garden, though the Chaldeans were all around the city. And they went by way of the Arabah. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king, and overtook him in the plains of Jericho, and all his army was scattered from him. Then they captured the king, and brought him up to the king of Babylon at Riblah, and he passed sentence on him. And they slaughtered the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, then put out Zedekiah's eyes, and bound him with bronze shackles, and brought him to Babylon. Now on the 7th day of the 5th month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguards, a servant of the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem, and he burned the house of the Lord, the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem. Even every great house he burned with fire. So all the army of the Chaldeans who were with the captain of the bodyguards tore down the walls around Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguards, led into exile the rest of the people who were left in the city and the deserters who had deserted the king of Babylon, and the rest of the people. But the captain of the bodyguards left some of the poorest of the land to be vinedressers and farmers. Now the Chaldeans smashed to pieces the bronze pillars which were in the house of the Lord, and the stands and the bronze sea which were in the house of the Lord, and carried the bronze to Babylon. They took away the pots, the shovels, the shears, the spoons, and all the bronze utensils which were used in temple service. The captain of the bodyguards also took away the fire pans, the basins, what was fine gold and what was fine silver. Two pillars, the one sea, and the stands which Solomon had made for the house of the Lord. The bronze of all these articles was too heavy to weigh. The height of the one pillar was 18 cubits, and a bronze capital was on it, and the height of the capital was 3 cubits, with lattice work and pomegranates on the capital all around, all of bronze. And the second pillar was like these, the same features with lattice work. Then the captain of the bodyguards took Seraiah, the chief priests, and Zephaniah, the second priest, with the three doorkeepers, and from the city he took one official who was the overseer of the men of war, and five of the king's advisers, who were found in the city, and the scribe of the captain of the army who mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land who were found in the city. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguards, took them and brought them to the king of Babylon at Riblah. Then the king of Babylon struck them down and put them to death at Riblah in the land of Hamath. So Judah went into exile from its land. Now as far as the people who were left in the land of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had left, he appointed Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, over them. When all the captains of the forces, they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah governor, they came to Gedaliah at Mizpah, namely Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, Johanan, the son of Kareah, Seraiah, the son of Tanhumeth, the Netophathite, and Jezaniah, the son of the Maacathite, they and their men. And Gedaliah swore to them and their men, and said to them, "Do not be afraid of the servants of the Chaldeans. Live in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it will go well for you." But it happened in the 7th month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the royal family, came with 10 men and struck Gedaliah down, so that he died along with the Jews and the Chaldeans who were with him at Mizpah. Then all the people, from small to great, and the captains of the forces set out and came to Egypt, for they were afraid of the Chaldeans. Now it came about in the 37th year of the exile of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 27th day of the month, that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that he became king, released Jehoiachin, king of Judah, from prison. And he spoke kindly to him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings who were with him in Babylon. So Jehoiachin changed his prison clothes, and had his meals in the king's presence regularly all the days of his life. And as his allowance, a regular allowance was given to him by the king, a portion for each day, all the days of his life. Matthew 3. Now in those days John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is the one referred to by Isaiah the prophet when he said, "The voice of one calling out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John himself had a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. At that time Jerusalem was going out to him, and all Judea and all the region around the Jordan, and they were being baptized by him in the Jordan River, as they confessed their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, produce fruit consistent with repentance, and do not assume that you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you that God is able, from these stones, to raise up children for Abraham. And the axe is already laid at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit is being cut down and thrown into the fire. As for me, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clear his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Then Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, "I have the need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" But Jesus, answering, said to him, "Allow it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After he was baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and settling on him. And behold, a voice from the heavens said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Acts 2:22-47. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know. This man, delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. But God raised him from the dead, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says of him, "I saw the Lord continually before me, because he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue was overjoyed. Moreover, my flesh also will live in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence." Brothers, I may confidently say to you, regarding the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. So because he was a prophet, and knew that God had sworn to him with an oath to seat one of his descendants on his throne, he looked ahead and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was neither abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh suffer decay. It is this Jesus whom God raised up, a fact to which we are all witnesses. Therefore, since he has been exalted at the right hand of God, and has received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father, he has poured out this which you both see and hear. For it was not David who ascended into heaven, but he himself says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now, when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what are we to do?" Peter said to them, "Repent, and each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far away, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself." And with many other words, he solemnly testified and kept on urging them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." So then, those who had received his word were baptized, and that day there were added about 3,000 souls. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles, and all the believers were together and had all things in common. And they would sell their property and possessions and share them with all, to the extent that anyone had need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number, day by day, those who were being saved. Proverbs 1:20-33. Wisdom shouts in the street. She raises her voice in the public square. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. At the entrance of the gates in the city, she declares her sayings. How long, you naive ones, will you love simplistic thinking? And how long will scoffers delight themselves in scoffing, and fools hate knowledge? Turn to my rebuke. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Because I called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no one paid attention, and you neglected all my advice, and did not want my rebuke. I will also laugh at your disaster. I will mock when your dread comes like a storm, and your disaster comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me, because they hated knowledge, and did not choose to fear the Lord. They did not accept my advice. They disdainfully rejected every rebuke from me. So they shall eat the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own schemes. For the faithlessness of the naive will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live securely, and will be at ease from the dread of evil. Psalm 3. Lord, how my enemies have increased! Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, "There is no salvation for him in God." But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory and the one who lifts my head. I was crying out to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, Lord, save me, my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. May your blessing be upon your people.